And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Chesterton Arts Center. She's the program director and has a whole bunch of things coming up, especially like summer camps and classes that we're talking about. Jillian Bridgman, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
Well, it looks like you have a whole bunch of things coming up in the schedule. And by way of disclosure, I'm also on the board for Chesterton Arts Center, but that really doesn't matter because you have a whole bunch of things going on. I'll tell you, over the last several years, we've seen such a great improvement in the types and the breadth of the programs we offer. But go ahead and tell us about the summer camps and what else you have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited to announce that we now have 7 weeks of summer art camp happening this year. So it's an increase over the past kind of 2 years. We've been gradually building it up. Each camp is going to highlight various art techniques and media. There's going to be discussions about modern artists, and each one kind of has its own unique theme that'll direct the fine art project students will take home at the end of their week. Each camp is offered to 2 age groups. There's ages 5 to 9 in the morning from 8:30 to 11. And ages 10 and up in the afternoon from 12 to 2:30. There are 2 camps that are an exception to this just because of the media that's being used. We had to raise the age just a little bit. So the Creating with Clay and Makers and Thinkers camp are the only exceptions, with ages 9 to 12 in the morning and 13 and up in the afternoon. Tuition costs for this ranges from $120 to $140, just depending on the camp session. And of course, if you have an active CAC family membership status with us, you'll receive your 10% discount off of that amount. We do have scholarships available for all students. So if you're interested in applying for a scholarship, applications can be found on our website at chestertonart.org/scholarships. I'll do a quick little run through just to give you an idea of the different topics that we're going to highlight this summer throughout those 7 weeks. Our first week is June 5th through 8th. It's going to be Discover the Dunes. And during this week, kids are going to focus on all things dunes and really focus on the media of painting as they learn about local artist Frank Dudley, whose landscape works inspired dunes conservation in our area. The second week is June 12th through 15th, and this topic is animals around us. So students are going to hone their drawing skills and learn painting techniques as they create artwork about birds, amphibians, and other local critters that we see here in the Duneland area. Third week is June 19th to the 22nd. This is the Summer of Superheroes. So students will make art inspired by their favorite superheroes and discuss how visual storytelling plays a role in these movies that they watch. There's going to be a wide range of media for this week, anything from drawing to illustration to painting and mixed media as well. In our next week, we have June 26th through 30th. This is Creating with Clay. So students are going to learn basic skills of working with clay as they explore hand-building techniques, surface decoration, and enjoy a wheel-throwing experience. The week after that is July 10th through 13th. This is World of Mario, where students will study the magical world of Mario as they create stylized projects in drawing, painting, and building all the way to Bowser's Castle. July 17th through 20th is Exploring Marine Life, as students get to draw sea turtles, sharks, whales, dolphins, and all types of tropical fish as they learn about our underwater world. The final week is July 24th through 28th, and this one is titled Makers and Thinkers. So students will explore three-dimensional art forms during this sculpture-based camp as they work with paper mache, construct a movable art piece, and experiment with additional 3D media. So we have lots of fun topics throughout those 7 weeks. Hopefully there's something for everybody to kind of spark your creative interests.
What is the teen group doing these days?
Yeah, absolutely. So our teen arts group, or TAG, they just did a really exciting exhibition over at Red Cup Cafe that just launched earlier in February. It's up through the end of March, so it'll come down March 30th. So you have plenty of time to go and see their beautiful artwork on display over at Red Cup Cafe in downtown Chesterton. This spring, we're doing a really exciting public art project in partnership with Chesterton Park, just about a block from where we're located. So we're kind of in the planning stage of that right now, and we're kind of eager to see where the kids' ideas take them in terms of what we're going to be creating. But it'll be some type of weaving project in the fencing over there at the park.
How many kids do you have in the teen arts group? And where are they all from?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently I have about 13 to 14 active participating kids. So it's been a really great group and great growth, especially in these last couple months. The kids do a great job of kind of incorporating their friends into the group. So that really helps us build it up. And we have kids from currently about 4 different schools. I have kids from Portage, I have kids from Chesterton, kids from Valpo, and then we have one kid from South Central. So it's a really good mix right now, and we're hoping to always obviously grow that more and more.
The adult class is looking like?
Yeah, absolutely. So adult classes are doing great this spring. We have kind of something for everyone. There's classes in watercolor. We have drawing classes, colored pencil classes, printmaking, ceramics, stained glass, glass fusing, photography. So again, something for everybody. You just got to check out our website at chestertonart.org. If you go to the classes tab, you can go into the adult page and kind of see that full roster that I just went through.
And outside of the programs, you also have some things coming up like the gala. Tell us just a little bit about that. And I think it's coming up in May.
Absolutely. So our gala theme this year is Shine. It's all about kind of celebrating the great growth that we've seen here at the center, especially in the past year, and celebrating kind of all the people that helped make that possible. It's going to be happening on Saturday, May 6th. You can purchase your tickets or your table, if you prefer, up on our website. Again, that's chestertonart.org.
And then there's still signups going on for the art fair. That's in August 5th and 6th. Tell us about that process real briefly in our last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have applications open. They opened up in January, and those are open through the end of April. So if you're a local artist and you want a good opportunity to come and show your work and sell with us, the application is also on our website. It kind of walks you through giving us some photo examples of work that you make, what you're interested in terms of media, and it's another great opportunity for local artists and beyond.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Air. Just give us a quick website information and contact information, Jillian.
Absolutely. So again, our website is chestertonart.org. If you have any direct questions, you can email me at programs, that's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-S, at chestertonart.org, and I'll be happy to help you out as well.
And that's Jillian Bridgman, Program Director there at Chesterton Art Center. Thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, yes. Jillian.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.